Ahí te ves, ¿no?
He take care of them, and so Adam he failed. They fell into sin, and as a result of that, there was corruption that took place within the human body. It's an interesting topic, because when you start studying the sin nature of man, you find that it affects not only man, but it affects even the earth. It says that the earth groans and travails, and by that it means the actual physical earth itself is affected by the fall. And many times people ask, well, why do we have hurricanes? Why do we have typhoons? Why do we have tornadoes and all these things that take place? Well, actually, these things are a result of the fallenness of man. It's not a very comforting answer when somebody has a person die during a hurricane or a tornado, but it is a reminder of the brevity of life and a reminder of our sin, man's sin, affected even the earth.
就是说我们的罪呢影响到我们生命是短暂的，当人在各种灾难的时候会失去生命，这个对我们来说是一个提示，是说因为我们的罪让这个世界充满了这些邪恶和我们不想看到的这些事情。在这个世界上，如果我们能够理解这个基本的原理，因为这种腐坏、这种朽坏的东西在全世界已经蔓延开来，所以这是造成世界上充满灾难不断的一个根源。
And his name was Cain, and she saw him as the desire of men. She hoped that he would be the one who would rescue men from their sinfulness. She had high hopes for Cain. Well, if you know the story of Cain and Abel, you know that.
那我们讲这个，该隐和亚伯的故事，他们是兄弟两个，在这个创世纪里面。今天我们就要讲该隐和亚伯的这个故事，他们两个人都向这个神献祭。那么人们会误解，我们有时候会误解他们的动机。这两个人，人们经常有这样的一种倾向认识，总认为自己的这种反应是正确无误的，但实际上我们很多时候这种反应是因为我们有这个罪性的根源在里边，影响着我们做出各样的反应。我们很多时候是认识不到这种 sinful nature， 就是说罪的根源有罪性。
But when we look at this, we have to realize there is a necessity in
我们不能完全相信我们自己的心，我们的心里面是有罪性的在里面，所以我们不能完完全全的相信我们自己。我们经常讲人要 humble， 人要这个谦虚，就是说很多时候我们不能刚愎自用，要放开我们的心。我昨天我开车去城里面，在一个很好的这个皮卡里面，当我这个换 lane 的时候，当我看到我这个后视镜，当我看了，当我慢慢的变线的时候，有一个这个奔驰车在我旁边，另一辆奔驰车也从旁边过来，想变到一条线上去。就是那个司机我看不清他在做什么，但我知道他不是在向我招手。他说我的车里面。
Graciousness of heart. But here is the destructive nature of our sin nature.
毁灭性。 啊，有这种破坏性的本性。
There are two areas where you need to acknowledge the destructive effects of your sin nature.
那么有两点，第一是啊，第一点就是说我们不主动的去敬拜。那两个人向上帝献祭，该隐和亚伯，一个人向神献祭。
那
么有的人呢，离开church的教会的时候呢，他们心里是充满了这种满意和感激的。那有的人呢，他离开的时候是完全一种不同的心境。那么这个献祭。
But as he offers his sacrifice, God says, Cain, I can't accept that sacrifice.
那么神对该隐的献祭呢，并不是很满意。
And for his sacrifice, and he said, I can't take that sacrifice. And so when he doesn't take that sacrifice, where you have Abel walking out.And he's been to church in essence, and he's walked out of the sanctuary. He walks away very satisfied. He's had good worship with between him and God. Cain, on the other hand, is angry.
当亚伯献祭的时候呢，神就充满了喜悦。这样呢，该隐就变得很生气。他会想，为什么神会告诉我怎么样去敬拜他？为什么他不喜悦我的献祭？为什么神会告诉我怎么样去敬拜他？我们经常会有这样的气氛。我们有时候用自己的方式去敬拜神，但是却不蒙神的喜悦。有时候我们会觉得很生气，很有挫败感。
To the next area, and that is acknowledge the effects of your sin nature on your response to conviction. Now, this will be a two-part sermon, and I'm not sure next week I'm not going to have as much time as I want to finish it because we do have Theo Van Ryn here, but there is a boatload of information in this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to present something to you next week.That I believe has been of more help to me than anything else in thinking myself and in helping other people, in counseling people. The relationship between our feelings, our thoughts, and our actions.
这种关系到我们的情感、我们的理性和我们这个行为之间的这种关系，它实际上最后统统的都落在我们这个。罪性的根源上面。但我们来读这个圣经创世纪第四章。
And I want you to remember not only what we read for our scripture reading about the Holy Spirit's conviction, but let's read from verses 1 through 8 again.
我们来读第四章的第一节到第八节。
It says, and Adam knew or had relations with Eve, his wife.
有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐。他说，耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产。为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的羊和吃油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙纳悦？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。该隐与他弟兄亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他弟兄亚伯，把他杀了。那这样，那么这里面有很多很多的信息。当我们在一起学习的时候，当我跟你讲到的时候，我想让你知道第一点。那么这个圣经上说， 我现在给你一个一个简要介绍，
because you have to figure out what's working in relation to what in the passage. So I want you to do that with me first. Sometimes that's a little slow, but we're going to work our way through it. But let's get the scripture in our minds first.
那么第一点，我们来把这一段经文进一步消化一下。
Down through verse 7, but we'll include verse 8 in this. We'll come to verse 8 a little bit later. So if you go back and you look at verse 5,
我们来看第五节。
Very specifically,see this? Yeah, you can see that, I think. But for Cain and for his offering, God had no regard.
We
already studied that part. They both made their offering. One was
from the ground,
one was
from
the flock.
一个人献上了这个地上产出的这些谷物，一个人献上了他这个羊群里面最好的这个羔羊和油脂。
The fruit of the ground, I have no regard. Cain, I can't take that.I can't accept your offering. Your worship is unacceptable to me. And when he said that, the next phrase is important. So Cain. The word so there, just two little letters, that means because of what God did to him, here's what Cain responded.
So Cain. And it lists two things. Number one, he was very angry.他的是对神的一种反应，他变得非常生气，因为神并不喜悦他的祭物和他献祭物的这种方式，他变得很生气，他的脸色就变了。当神当然很了解人的这种面部表情。
And much of what you communicate, different statistics will say different things, but much of what you communicate is through your facial expression.
那么人在交流的时候，这个面部表情是非常丰富的，是非常有信息的。当你表现的并不高兴的时候，虽然你的言语可能表现出一种关心别人或者喜欢别人的这种姿态，但是别人也能感觉到你真实的内心是什么样。那么这个圣经上说，所以该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。然后神就对他说，耶和华对该隐说，问了他三个问题，他说了四件事情。神第一说，你为什么生气？你为什么发怒呢？你为什么对我生气？
Right now, if we go out and we look at the scripture and say, look, the Bible says that a homosexual relationship is wrong.People come back and say, oh, well, thanks for pointing that out. I really appreciate that. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Here's God's second question to him. Why is your countenance fallen?
You 为什么变了脸色?
I can see, just by looking at you, that you're
looking at me, you're falling. I can see that something happened
in the relationship.
我知道我们现在关系有了变化。那么第三个问题是说，他这样说，你若行得好，如果你做得好，岂不蒙悦纳？如果你的祭物献得好，我能不悦纳你吗？在很多时候，我们在进行咨询、心理咨询的时候，当你做好做一些好的事情的时候，你心里感觉到是在做正确的事情的时候，那你的脸色自然会好看起来。
那么
最后一件事， 就是如果你行得不好
sin, and then he's going to mention four things here. So if you do not well, if you don't do the right thing, sin is crouching at the door.
不做最好的事，那么罪就伏在你的门前。
A mountain lion or some kind of animal behind the door and waiting for you to come in. I have a barn at my house.
我的家后面有一个小的一个一个 barn， 就是农舍。里面有这些干草。有一个门洞，我们可以从进去。
Been in the area.
And,
I used to have cats, but something keeps eating the cats. And so every time I go to the barn, you know,
每次我去这个农舍的时候，我必须非常好，像小心，我可要从那个窗洞里面去看。他说有时候可能会有一些野生的动物啊会钻进来。
The dog wasn't so big, I'd stick him up there first and see if anything eats him. But it's you know, I'm careful.
他说我非常小心。
他
说我并不知道啊，什么样的凶猛野兽会在我这个农舍的上面，所以我必须非常小心。这就像罪一样，罪就伏在我们的门前，他会时时刻刻准备要攻击我们。那么还有另外两件事。欲望，他说，他要恋慕你，就是说罪或者说这种欲望，他要恋慕你，你一定要去制服他，你要去控制他，要制服他，要去掌控他。那么你必须要控制住他。那么罪在你的门前。他在等着你。你有这些武器在家里面，那么你要时时刻刻的准备去制服这个在门口的罪。神说这就是就像你现在面临这种情况，罪就在你的门前，不是你制服他，就是他制服你。那么唯一一个人能够决定谁输谁赢就是你自己。那么这是一段充满了很多信息，很多内容量很大的一段经文。当他们在田里的时候，该隐起来打他的弟兄亚伯，把他杀了。但你在看这一幕的时候，那么谁最终赢了呢？那么是罪。那么在我们通过这个门口的时候，我们要做什么？我们要排除在外，就是说我们内心的这些愤怒、这些恐惧、这些色情的东西。那么这是圣经上提到的第一个家庭，就有这样的一个家庭的悲剧。那么兄弟之间互相残杀。那么我们再把这个故事再提升一步，就是说，那么我们怎么样来理解这段经文？我们可以从一个宏观的角度来看。当他说，当该隐愤怒的时候，那么就是发怒。在几年前，我就想过什么是愤怒呢？那么 anger 愤怒是人在得不到自己想要的东西的时候一种自然反应，就是说人不能如愿的时候一种最基本的最本能的反应。有些时候你应该得到你要的东西。
like that was a bad thing. Well, my next question is, well, why was he mad at you? Well, I took the car and didn't have permission. He should be mad at you. He was supposed to get.
比如说，这个家长和孩子之间，当这个孩子偷了家长的车去开的时候，那么这个家长就生气了，那么这是自然的反应。
And so if you don't do what he says and he gets angry, he should get angry.
那么在这种情况下。那这么这种情况下，这个家长的反应实际上是合情合理的，但很多时候，在更多的时候，那么这种愤怒是没有理由的。那么愤怒是人在得不到他想要的东西的时候一种自然的反应。
嗯
那么这里面我们可以问啊、该隐你生气了那么你为什么愤怒那么你有什么不如意的呢你为什么不如意呢该隐会这样说、哦、我把我地上最好的东西都献出来了这是最好的东西我把我最好的东西做了献祭之物可是神却并不悦纳我
So, are you supposed to get your way, or is God supposed to get his way?
那么这里面我们就会说是应该你在这种情况下有这样的权利去得到你应该得到的东西你认为应该得到的东西还是说神有他自己的权柄去得到他认为他想要得到的东西这里面就像有很多时候有这个家长和孩子之间对这个一个期望之间的矛盾我们是希望神来同意我们还是说我们去做各种事情去去让神喜悦我们很多时候求神来确定我们的职位或者我们的这个想法但是人经常希望神来同意他们我们经常会这样想我想我应该这样去理解我应该这样去感觉我应该这样去做 我经常做我认为正确的事情而同时我这样做了之后又来去希望神来同意我所做的或者是神站在我这一边
do you find yourself coming to a place where you do things and you say you know I know there may be a biblical passage in there about this somewhere but I tell you what I just want God to agree with me he just needs to concede to my way
很多时候我们会有这样的情况就是说我想啊那么这个圣经里面可能会有一段一个段落或者一个章节会适应我目前这种状况那么是不管怎么样我现在就是想做我想做的事情同时我希望神能够能够来同意我或者来赞同我的做法
第一
那神让我们相信
我
神对我们的这些诫命这些教训
conviction is the Holy Spirit's effort to make you Christ-like
那么就是神给我们这个教训的是让我们变得像耶稣一样
You'll find that the Holy Spirit's desire is for you to be Christ-like. Well, what
那么整本书呢，就是让我们变得越来每个人都像耶稣一样。
Read it for us, John chapter 16, verses 5 through 11.
那么在这个约翰书里面
，He will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He's talking about the comfort of the Holy Spirit. He said that Holy Spirit, when He comes, He will convict the world of sin.Of righteousness and of judgment.
那么这个
you can interpret
them
in various ways, but a couple of them are really clear. If you start with the first,
圣灵做了很明确的分辨，就是说什么是义，什么是义，什么是罪，那么什么是最终的审判。
If that's true, and you're sitting in this service today,
The Holy Spirit's first objective would be to convict you of your sinfulness.那么这个圣灵做的第一件事就是让你认识到每个人所存在身上的这个罪性。那么这里面没有一个人会说我是无罪的。当我们每个人带着我们自身的罪死去的时候，我们必须要面临这个神的审判。
I'm still in my own sin. If I haven't done anything with my sin, God says, look, I have no choice but to send you to a place called hell where you're going to pay for your sin. You're going to pay for all eternity for that.
如果你带着这样的罪啊，最后去被送到地狱的话，那么这样你也是无话可说，因为神已经明确地告诉你，如果人在罪中死去的话，那么这是你的唯一去处。那么我们在讲到这个义的时候，什么是义呢？如果我看到我的罪性，那么我认识到，我知道啊，我亏缺了神的荣耀。那么义就是说，就是说我和神之间有这种好的关系。那么，那么耶稣是一个完全的人。那你们在这儿的时候，我害怕有一天我死去的时候，我不知道什么会发生在我身上。我知道我已经犯了罪，我犯了这个神的诫命。当耶稣在十字架上死的时候，不是因为他做了有罪的事，是因为他这样做是去替我们赎罪。
That means that I can come to the place where I believe my sin is placed upon Jesus Christ.
那么这样呢，我们就可以把我们的罪放在耶稣身上。那么耶稣耶稣拿去了我们每个人的罪，那么我就变得义了，并不是因为我做了无罪的事情，因为我相信了耶稣。我们交换了，我把我的罪放在耶稣的身上，而耶稣把他的义放在我身上。有一天你必须要面对审判，不论你喜不喜欢，你总是无处可逃。当你站在上帝面前的时候，当你有没有接受耶稣作为你的救主？当审判之日的时候，我们就会见了分晓。
But conviction is from that point on. Once I am one of God's children, conviction is the Spirit's effort to make you Christ-like. And so you're sitting there.
那么这是圣灵做工的一个目的，就是让我们每个人认识到这个每个人的罪性。
And mom or dad tells him something, and he says,
当看
sure, right.
一个这个年轻的孩子的时候。
He does whatever he's supposed to do, and then he kind of plops down in a chair, and he's got this sour face and blah.
我们知道这个十几岁的孩子总有这样的情况，是处在这个反叛期，对这个家长很多时候并不恭敬。
That wasn't right. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit saying to you, you did not act in a Christ-like manner. All kinds of things.
是这本书呢，经常告诉我们，你做很多事情的时候，并不是像耶稣一样去这个。言行去行事。
That's conviction. That's when the Holy Spirit is saying that was not Christ-like. That's when you.
整本书都是在告诉我们，我们很多时候，我们很多的作为和我们很多的言行，都是远远没有达到这本书要告诉我们的，就是说像耶稣为人，像耶稣一样。
To convict you, to make you Christ-like. He wants you to become the kind of person.That you ought to be, and God in His mercy has given His Holy Spirit to us, so that we can be saved
那么神给了我们这样的圣灵，给了我们这样的机会，通过圣灵我们就可以变得越来越像耶稣，并且通过耶稣把我们的罪啊赎去啊，神的话语啊，同时通过这个圣灵，当在这个该隐和亚伯的时候还没有这本圣经，那么在这个时候呢，上帝是说了他自己的话对该隐，那么上帝过来就跟他面对面的说话，那么到今天呢，上帝呢就把他的话语呢放在圣经里面，让我们每天来读。当我们在这个活动厅的，当这个活动中心的时候，我们经常谈论这个圣经。
Todd will bring some question. We'll have a good discussion about it. That's God using His word to impact our lives.
那么神用他的话语来影响我们的生命。
God is actually speaking those words to try to bring him to a place of conviction. And in your life, God is going to use His word, and He's going to use.
那么神用他的话语，用他的圣灵，把你带到这样一个地方，让你来信靠他。
Where he was angry with God, there's something that you need to remember.It was two areas and very broad areas that he had a problem with. Number one, it was his actions. You know, over the course of this study, I've said there's a question as you study this passage about when Cain brought his sacrifice. We know Abel brought the sacrifice, and it was an animal sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. But Cain brought the fruit of the ground. And it was seen that he brought what he thought was a good offering. There's an interesting verse in the New Testament. Hebrews 11 verse 4 says,
那么在希伯来书里面说，那么
Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain.
在希伯来书说，亚伯献上了更好的祭物，比该隐更好的祭物。
Here is Abel bringing this sacrifice that's a blood sacrifice Cain brings to the fruit of the ground. And in the New Testament, when the New Testament writers
heard
this, they said,
Abel
by faith brought or offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain.
那么因着信啊，亚伯献上了更好的祭物。
And it would seem to me that God was looking at Cain and saying,If you go get the right sacrifice and bring it to me, we'll be fine.
他说，如果你去取了
sacrifice, it's just not what I want. And here was Cain saying, I don't care what you want. I'll bring you what I want. It's my way. It was his actions.
那么这里面一点就是说，神说，该隐你的祭物并不是一个不好的祭物，只不过这个祭物并不是我想要的。那么该隐他的想法就是，不论你想要什么，那么这是我认为我应该给你的，这是我认为这是最好的祭物。那么这里面两个人的想法就有了偏差。那么在这种情况下有这种矛盾，那么以谁为准呢？那么这里面很显然，一切事情的出发点是以让神喜悦为准。
But as much as anything, it was not only the actions, the offering that was unacceptable, it was the attitude that was unacceptable.
那么这里面的关键点就是说，是态度的问题。
He did something and his mom called him over and she gave him a good chewing out and she said, you go stand in the corner. And so he
有的时候孩子做了错事的，这个妈妈会说你去，你太慢了，你在那个角，你在那个墙角站一会儿。
Well, on the inside, he wasn't at all surrendered to God. His attitude was still wrong. I love in the New Testament when it talks about children.
在这个新约的时候说，孩子应该遵守他的家长，并且要荣耀他的父母。
I want obedience with the right attitude, but that's true between you and God. God isn't satisfied that you're just doing.The right things. He wants you to do it with the right attitude.
神并不是让我们做仅仅做正确的事情，他也要求我们在做正确的事情时候有一个正确的态度。
Stuart, you get me to sing "Jesus Loves Me" with any enthusiasm. I dare you to try.
当我们用一种并不合适的语气来说一些虽然在内容上来说是无懈可击的事情的时候，但实际上我们用一种不正确的态度，这样也不会得神的喜悦。
You may be somebody that's dealing with anger. You may be somebody that's bitter. You may be a person that on the outside you're sitting on the inside you're in rebellion against God.
有的时候我们表面上是坐在教堂里面，但是我们的内心可能并没有完全的接受神。你为什么生气？为什么你的脸色变得难看了？那么神看见了你的行为，他同时也看见了你的态度。我希望你到这样的一个地方。
Cain evidences the same thing that many people still evidence today.
那么该隐这件事情实际上是一个借鉴，今天有很多人还依然这样行事。当该隐把他的祭物献上的时候，他是来献祭来敬拜的。那么神说我无法接受你这样的献祭。
People still want God to agree with them. People find themselves in circumstances with attitudes doing things where they say,God should agree with me. I'm justified in being mad. I'm justified in having a bad.
我们经常有这样的想法，是我们做的事情的时候，反过来是要求神同意我们的做法。
I want you to agree with me, and God is saying, "No, you have to agree with me." I don't surrender my post as God. I don't come.
我们必须要献上自己的一切。
You have to agree with me.
在上帝的面前，而不是说让神来屈就我们。
And the obvious solution, this will keep coming up as we finish the passage, is you've got to agree with God. You've got to come to the place where you surrender those actions and those attitudes and say, okay, Lord,
我们必须全然的顺服。
I'm going to let you have your way.
我们必须让神来主管一切。让神掌管我们的生命。
There are some sitting here today and you've hung on to actions and you've hung on to attitudes.
今天我们有些人可能依然会有这样的行为，有这样的想法。我们可以，这些人可能会想，嗨，神，我有我的理由，我为什么这样做？我希望你能理解我。那么这个关键点，还是说我们必须让神来主管我们的一切，来为我们做主。
That the Holy Spirit has convicted you about sin and righteousness and judgment, and you know that you need to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Hey, listen, don't fight with God. God's not going to agree with you.
不要和神作对。
By doing it your own way, you're going to have to agree with God. And he said,
无论怎样，你要去求得神的同意。
No man comes to the Father but by Him. You're going to have to just agree with God. If you don't, you're going to find yourself in the same kind of situation Cain did, making the wrong choices.
那么如果你继续这样执迷不悟的话，那么你的做法实际上和该隐是没有两样的。一个不正确的态度去做事情的话。
And the obvious solution is,
一个明显的结论就是，当我们退一步来观看的时候，那么我们应该说，啊，神啊，我让你做我的主，我让你引导我的路。当你遇到这样矛盾的时候，你应该自己让自己清醒起来。我是在做正确的事情吗？我是自己在执迷不悟吗？我还是说在我的生命中来让神做主？我是来让神站在我这一边，还是我主动去站在神这一边？我需要神来拯救我，我需要神在我的生命中做主。神，上帝啊， 求你让我站在你这一边。我们来祈祷，让我们低头祷告，不要看我，不要看别人。
In our church, we give an invitation at the end that's like this. Todd and Sherry will be in the back of the auditorium. If you need to be saved, you need to talk to somebody. Would you just quietly, when we stand in a moment, would you slip to the back and they'll just sit down somewhere with you and answer your questions?
如果你有些问题的话，可以到后排，有人会帮助你。
We're going to pause in a moment. I'm going to ask every person here. The ladies are going to play through a stanza of the song, Have Thine Own Way. But as they do that,As a Christian, I'm going to ask you to say, Lord, here's what I'm going to do today, and here's how I'm going to do it. 那么我的主啊，这是今天你交给我们的，我这样向你回应。那么一个明显清楚的一个结论就是说，我神啊，求你时时让我明白你的心，让我能够让你在我的生命中做主。那么我把我全然献上。 At these steps. We'd love to help you and we'd love to see God working in your life. Let's stand together, please.
请起立。
Now, Father, as we've looked at this passage of Scripture,
how refreshing it is. 父啊,
Lord, we
would
all acknowledge that we've responded in self-will at times.
We would all acknowledge that we've responded in self-will
at times.
你还是给我们一种这样的机会，让我们能够以一种正确的方式来回应你。我们常常是没有缺少了一颗敬畏的心，缺少了一颗顺服的心。求你让我们能够重新归到你的路上。当我们低下头。天父，这是你教给我们的，我们要这样的回应。
Thank you. You can look this way. And as always, when we end in a service like this, if God is dealing with you and there's something you say, well, I just need help with that, feel free to say something to us and we'll be glad to do that. And I trust you'll come to the place where you really confront that sin nature. I want to do two things before we leave. Neither of them will take very long. Number one, I'm going to have the Leeches join me here at the front. Andy and Joe and Margo, come on up here.And I've talked to them several times, and they wanted to come for church membership. And so I've heard their testimony and had an opportunity to spend some time with them. So I'm glad to recommend them for
some time today.
And so do we have a motion to that effect? All right, David, can I take that? And Jesse, can I take that as a second? All those in favor say aye. And opposed?
我.
Very good. You made it. Yeah. But we've enjoyed having them here, and so we're looking forward to that. I tell you what, Christy, why don't you go ahead, and she'll go to the back, and we'll extend them the right hand of fellowship today. We'll let you go to the back, and people welcome you into membership today. So go ahead back there. And then the other thing I want to do is I'd like for all of those who are a part of the Vacation Bible School, whatever part you're playing, would you just make your way here to the front and just circle around the front? And I have a twofold reason for that. One, there is a meeting right afterwards, but I want to just take a moment as we close, and Bill's going to come and pray for us.
我们请这些夏令营假期的这些工作人员上台来。
Any capacity, go ahead and come. And
就是我们这个夏令营义工的人员，
I appreciate the people who invest time. Some have already invested time in it, and that's just how we wanted it to take place. Some will do work before, some will do work during it, some will even do work afterwards. So I want you to understand how many people are involved in this. And then what I'd like to do, Bill, come on up here and make your way to the platform. But I want to make sure that we understand having the week is simply not the success. The success is seeing God's Holy Spirit convict, much like we're talking about today, that there's true transformation in lives and we take advantage of the opportunities spiritually that we have. So I'm going to ask Bill to close us in prayer and pray especially for this group and for our week of Bible school. And then just a reminder, we do not have the service tonight. We have Bible school, but not a service. And then Wednesday night, we do not have a service in here either. All right, Bill?
感谢你给我们的恩典，感谢你让我们理解你的话语，让我们怎么样来令你喜悦。我们求你祝福我们这些义工，让我们这个教学这些儿童，让他们能够明白，我们是谁，我们怎么样来做才能够蒙你的喜悦。然后求你看顾他们，鼓励他们，让他们做，你让他们做的事情。我们会这样的播种。天父，我们感谢你给我们这样的恩典，让我们有这样的查经小组，奉主耶稣基督